The next fixation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Janina Akers, G-E-N-I-N-A, last name A-C-R-E-S. This is a tremor exercise stress test file, EST, space, Akers, space, D. Tremor exercise stress test, date of examination, 6-20-22, referring physician, Suhasra Karunanathy, MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 52-year-old female with history of short PR interval and SVT for stress test on her beta blocker. New paragraph. The patient last correction. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure 110 over 70. Baseline heart rate 83 beats per minute. The patient last took her beta blocker, her long acting beta blocker, on the day before the test. On the morning before the test. New paragraph. The patient went tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 12 minutes to the completion of stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 144 parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 145 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20880, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure 108 over 60 and a heart rate of 88 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias. There was no SVT noted during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there's less than 1 millimeter of concave ST depression, leads V5 and V6, and less than 1.5 millimeter of concave horizontal top sloping ST depression, leads 2-3 and F and AVF. Make that the other way around. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of concave horizontal top sloping ST depression leads 2-3 in AVF and less than 1 millimeter of concave ST depression in V5 and V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test to 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate on her beta blocker. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.